In the meantime, I am no longer efforting. The eagle has landed. I found my guest. We are joined by an MLB Network analyst, 12-year Major League vet, 3-time All-Star, president of the board of the Miracle League of the South Hills. You can watch Sean on MLB Network's MLB Tonight, which will air live before and after every league championship series game and World Series game. Lots to cover with Sean Casey. Sean, it's so good to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
Romy, what's up, my man? How you doing, brother?
Sean, I'm great. I am so awesome. How about you? How are things?
Things are great, man. Things are great. Loving the postseason so far, and yeah, it's been awesome.
It is so fun. All right, so first things first. As a former first baseman, Sean, what did you make of Steve Pierce's stretch at first to make sure that he got that final out of last night's Red Sox-Yankees game?
Oh, man, did they need that out. Kimber was in trouble, and Nunez made a great play, but you know, you don't get enough credit over there at first base. Pierce did a great job kind of catching the right corner of the bag, making sure he stretched out, kept his foot on the base. I mean, you know, as a first baseman, it's a textbook play, and it was a great play by Pierce.
We're talking to Sean Casey. You know, Sean, the Red Sox, they obviously have a lot of talent. We all know this. But the players after the game were talking so much about the chemistry and how much they love and respect Alex Cora. How valuable is that to have that kind of level of love and respect for your manager? And what's that do to the clubhouse?
You know what, man? AC is one of my good friends, and I played with him in 2008 in Boston. You know, we were on the bench together all the time, and I remember sitting there with him, and he always saw the game a little different. And I always remember telling him, like, man, I hope you manage one day because, like, you see it differently. But he's also a great guy. Like, he was one of those guys. So I knew when he took over as the manager, he'd be that players type manager, and the guys would love him. And you know, it's turned out that way. And you can just see it, you know, in the dugout, in the clubhouse with those guys. And I love the story, you know, last night when he brought in Sale. You know, he said something like, turned to the guys like, we're bringing him in, fellas, like into the dugout. And, you know, I think those guys were like, here we go. So, you know, Alex knows how hard the game is, and he understands what it was like to be a starter and a bench player. And those things that he brings to that team are invaluable.
Sean Casey joining us. All right, Sean, you also called your shot. You said that Alex Bregman would homer first in game one of the Cleveland-Houston series. And sure enough, this is what happens. He goes on to hit nearly 600 in that series. He had a couple of home runs. What do you make of how this guy has shown up in the postseason?
You know what? I said it last year in the postseason, especially, you know, when he came up with this big hit after big hit in the postseason. Like, he's playing for keeps. You know, I mean, Alex Bregman's one of those guys, man. He's coming for you. There's a chip on his shoulder for whatever reason about the game, and I find that the guys that have the most chips on their shoulders usually are the guys that come through in clutch situations. And, you know, Alex Bregman this year just went to another level of, you know, he's a superstar player now. You know, he's a guy that's going to hit 30-plus home runs. He's going to drive in a lot of runs. He's going to come up big for you in the clutch. And, you know, look for him in this next round to, you know, continue to make some noise.
Hey, Sean, go back to that point. Like, the guys with the chips on their shoulders, how does that translate into coming through in the clutch? What do you mean by that?
You know what? You know why it translates, Romy? It translates, you know, it translates because nothing's come easy to these guys. You know, when guys have chips on their shoulders, hey, man, you're too small. You don't do this. You know, maybe you don't run. Whatever it is, whatever the chips were growing up or in college, you know, you're not good enough and all that stuff. And if you look at a guy like Alex Bregman, not that big of a dude. You know, there's no doubt a chip on that guy's shoulder. He always talks about, too, like going number two and not going number one in the draft. I tell my kids all the time, collect the chips. You know, anytime, you know, somebody tells you you're not good enough, somebody tells you that, you know, you didn't make the team or, you know, you're on the bench, like find a way to work hard, but collect the chips because eventually you'll need them. And Alex Bregman, you know, he's the guy that when the game's on the line, man, he's coming for you.
Man, I love that phrase, collect the chips, because one day you're going to need them. I mean, Sean, my favorite athletes of all time are the guys with the biggest chips on their shoulders, whether it's Bregman, a Dustin Pedroia, Steve Smith in the NFL. I love guys like that. But here's what I don't understand. I understand how that chip can get you to the major leagues, get you to the NFL. But once you have success and you've made a ton of money and you've started to stack rings and such, how do these guys maintain that chip? Because I've seen guys keep these chips throughout their entire careers and ride them all the way into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, don't you love that? I totally agree with that, Romy. Like, the guys, because when the guys that have the most chips, I really believe, when they get there to the top level, they're always looking over their shoulders because they've been looking over their shoulders their whole life, right? So they're always playing for keeps, and they're playing to stay. Even if you're making $20, $20, $25 million a year, it doesn't matter. Like, you still remember where you came from. You still remember how hard it was. You still remember the critics. and that fuels you. It's not the money and all that. The money comes because you play so well. It's the stuff that fuels the guys, the chips on their shoulders. It's just being great and coming at you and dominating until you can't do it anymore.
Collect the chips. Sean Casey joining us. And Sean, you told a story recently where you were on the road in Houston and you had some buddies who would come to town to watch that game. You homered off my man, one of my favorite guys, Jose Lima, and you wanted to share the moment with your buddies. What happened next, and what did the Astros make of that?
Well, you know what? My buddies used to take a trip every year, like four of my best friends from college. And the one year they took it to Houston, and we always joke around who the MVP and the LVP is of the trip, you know, least valuable player, most valuable player.
Right.
So I was joking with my buddies, and I said, listen, if I homer today, I'm taking the MVP of this trip home, you know, no doubt about it. And I end up hitting a changeup off Lima. I think I hit it like in the second deck. I was fired up, you know, and I was around third base, and they were the only guys, obviously, in the crowd probably cheering for the Reds and definitely me. And I pointed at them around in third base, right? And they were like, yeah, I was like, you know, and that was only those guys knew the point. And so the next inning, you know, I get over to first base, and I'm running out to first, right? I got my glove. I'm running out for the next inning. And Jeff Bagwell, who's one of my favorite dudes ever, like really took me under his wing as a young player playing in the same division with him. He gets on the top step. He's like, hey, Case. And I'm like, yeah, what's up, Bag? He's like, if you ever, ever point at somebody around the third base again, I'm coming out there. I'm going to tackle you myself and take you down.
Wow.
And he was dead serious. And I remember thinking, oh, my gosh. I was like, Baggy, it'll never happen again, bro. Like, I was trying to tell him. I wanted to tell him, like, listen, man, like, my buddies are here, and I was the MVP of the trip. You know,
right.
I was
the MVP of the trip.
My head off.
Can you imagine, like, Bags and Bish? Hey, bro, yeah. You don't get it. I'm the MVP of the trip.
Dude, my college buddies are in town. We had a great time. That home run made me the MVP of the trip. You don't think that's cool?
Great. Sean, what about Lima? Was he in his own planet? God, I love Jose Lima. One of my favorites. Was he taking that all in, or was he too mad at himself? What did he think?
I think he was mad he gave up a homer. But I think they had bat before. You know, he might have punched me out and did the, you know, Lima time shimmy shake off the mound. You remember Romy when he used to do that?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Punch you out, you know, the slide off the mound and stuff. Lima was a great guy, man. He was a character, and, you know, I used to love his antics back then. His antics now would be no big deal. You know, back then they're like, oh, man, look what he's doing, you know?
Oh, no. I mean, we talked about that over and over again back then. So, Sean, where does that leave us? I mean, the celebration brings up something that's been an ongoing discussion in baseball, celebrations. The league released a commercial that seemed to encourage bat flips and celebrations. Are all the players on board with this idea, or do you get the sense that some pitchers still feel like that's showing them up and that's not going to be cool?
Wow, that's a great question, because I really do think that's, you know, been the question the last couple of years, especially, you know, when you go back a few years ago with the Batista bat flip, I think got the conversation really going. You know, I think pitchers and the guys that are playing in this generation of guys, I think they're more lenient towards that stuff. I think the bat flips, the celebrations, getting caught up in the moment, because you see it more and more often. I think it's more fun with, you know, the guys looking at the camera like Bregman does when he comes in the dugout and Jesus Aguilar, you know, with the Brewers. But I still think there's guys that take exception to the flip, to the bat flips, and, you know, some of the guys on the mound, you know. I think a John Lester, an old-school grinder-type pitcher, like, that's, you know, had a lot of success. Like, I would think he would still take to a bat flip or whatever. But, you know, listen, I think the younger players in this generation are really growing up, and the celebrations is not that big a deal anymore. And I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying it.
I'm loving it, Sean. I just wonder, like, ultimately, will these guys age out and fade away? And by the way, who's to say that a pitcher can't stare a guy back into the dugout and celebrate himself?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, if you don't want the bat flip, maybe you could tell him, you know, beat it. You just took 1, 2, 3. We'll see you later. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, it'll all be just – listen, at the end of the day, it's the entertainment industry. And, you know, as long as you're not really, like, you know, embarrassing somebody or you know, disrespecting somebody, and the rules change where it's okay, then why not? said, I'm kind of enjoying it.
Yeah, right? As long as you don't disrespect the guy or the game, why not? Listen, Sean, before you go, there's no way you come on the program and we don't talk about the Miracle League of the South Hills. The fall season's ongoing, and in fact, Saturday and Sunday is awards day. How has the fall season gone, and what is that awards day experience like for everybody involved, Sean?
Drummer, you're the best, man. Thank you. You know what? It's, we have Miracle League of South Hills. You know, you can go to miracleleagueofsouthhills.org and, you know, help us out, check us out. We have over 350 kids. You know, it just gets cooler and cooler every year. You know, the fall in Pittsburgh is a beautiful time, and these kids come out and they get their medals on the last day. And, you know, you just think, you thought you'd give these kids like $5 million. You know, you just thought they all won the lottery. So it's just a really, really cool time. And the fall season has been great for us, and it's just a special place, Romy, and I always am thankful that you do bring it up, because, you know, anytime we get awareness, it always helps us, either raise money or just help out the kids.
Sean, you and everybody involved are doing such an amazing job. It's such a great, great thing. And if people listening right now would like to support the Miracle League of the South Hills, or they want some more information, once again, where do they go to get it? How can they help out?
Yeah, man, if you go to miracleleaguesouthhills.org, MiracleLeagueSouthHills.org, and there's a lot of different ways to get involved, online. And, you know, it's funny, too, our video last year that we put out, for our big event, I called Bob Costas. I'm like, all right, Bob, listen. I'm like, I need a minute and a half of your voice, the voice over our Miracle League of the South Hills video. So it's just funny looking back, how you look back at life, and I never thought, you'd have you talking about it, Bob Costas doing the video. It's kind of cool.
Two reasons, Case. It's because it's such an amazing cause and because you are the best dude ever. You can watch Sean on MLB Network's MLB Tonight. It's going to air live before and after every league championship series game and the World Series games as well. Sean, so good to have you back, man. Great to have you on the show.
All right, Romy, man. Great talking, bro. I'll talk to you soon, my man.
Case, you're the best. Sean Casey, I mean, literally the best. Like, as a player, he was the best guy. Post-career, as a broadcaster, still the best guy. Always shows up like that. I mean, for every single interview, every single day, with that kind of energy, that kind of enthusiasm, and that kind of love.